just to adults. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is vowing there will be U.S. action against North Korea after that nation's provocative ICBM test this week.
It's a shame that they're behaving this way, but they are behaving in a very, very dangerous manner. And something will have to be done about it.
The president, however, would not be any more specific. President Trump says he agrees that Russia did meddle in the 2016 presidential election. But today he's repeating his assertion that he believes other countries may have done the same.
Now, whether President Trump is inclined to accept it or not, 17 U.S. intelligence agencies did conclude that Russia tried to interfere in the 2016 election. They did not conclude that there was any other country involved in that.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise has been readmitted to the ICU.
MedStar Washington Hospital Center says the Louisiana congressman is back in intensive care out of new concerns about a possible infection. Scalise has undergone several surgeries and had been upgraded to fair condition, but was listed in serious condition Wednesday night. Scalise and four other people were injured last month when a gunman opened fire on a congressional baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia. Scott Carr, Washington.
She was the last person seen with her children, Sarah and Jacob, before they disappeared in 2014. Today, Catherine Hoggle will be back in court for another competency hearing.
Catherine Hoggle's had a number of competency hearings since being detained at the Clifton T. Perkins Hospital Center after Sarah and Jacob disappeared. Catherine's attorney, David Felsen.
Before every hearing, and I think on about a three-month regular basis, they do an evaluation. They generate a report that is then submitted to the court.
Hoggle has been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Felsen says doctors have noted some improvement.
Whether or not that means that she would be deemed competent, at that point, that's up to the doctors.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Charles County authorities say a former teacher's aide and track coach who's charged with sexually abusing some young boys also worked or volunteered at other places that put him in contact with children. 30-year-old Carlos D'Angelo Bell of Waldorf is charged with assault. Police also say Bell is HIV positive. The Red Cross says it really needs your blood.
There have been 61,000 fewer blood donations over the last couple of months, and the Red Cross's Regina Booth Bratton says the situation is critical.
We're getting in requests for blood and blood products faster than the donations are coming in, and that's why we have issued this emergency call to action. We desperately need people to roll up their sleeves and donate blood, regardless of the blood type.
The Red Cross adding thousands of additional appointment slots nationwide to encourage people to donate. You can book an appointment online or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Frederick company has become the first approved medical marijuana dispensary in Maryland. The Wellness Institute of Maryland plans to open its doors today. They'll be taking pre-orders for cannabis that will be available in a few months. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,478, the NASDAQ at 6,151. Sports, the Nationals and Mets rained out. No makeup date announced yet. The O's get swept in Milwaukee. The Mystics lose, and at Wimbledon, men's top seed Andy Murray and number 4 Rafael Nadal advance in straight sets. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You don't have to agree with everything I say. You don't have to think like I do. You don't have to conclude what I do. But please do think for yourself.
Mark Levin.
6 to 9 p.m.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options that can be done in a single, pain-free visit. What are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry to perform your procedure? I have over 3 decades of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training, and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. It's time for you to smile easy. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Need your home sold guaranteed? itrustfrank.com. The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of 2 cubic foot shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A busy commute with this actually quite messy commute, I should say. Maryland on the Beltway, Interloop into Greenbelt. The crash cleared. Interloop should come up to 201 Kenilworth Avenue, but still a bit of volume there. On Interstate 95, Maryland, still dealing with the crash. Happened in the southbound direction. South on 95, you come up to 198. You can see it each way, so we're slow. Both north and southbound 95 in Laurel near 198 as a result. 270 south. Boy, just off and on really through Urbana, Hyattstown, Germantown, and down on toward the 270 spur. Crossing the Legion Bridge and into Virginia, a little bit better. The crash finally cleared near the toll road. Had a single car that spun out. Another spin out on the Interloop side. Annandale, as you come past the Little River Turnpike, right lane crowded. Tractor trailer accident. Virginia 95 southbound direction, still right in the center of the roadway here. So getting around to the left and right, southbound 95 south of Dale Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stormy weather for us here today and tonight with on again, off again showers and storms. Highs in the low 80s, 73 overnight. Decreasing clouds tomorrow, but still a chance for a shower or storm. High 88, partly cloudy Saturday, hot low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Alexandria, 72 in Beltsville, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. The president says he's considering some pretty severe things in response to the North Korean missile test. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us in about half an hour at 7:35 will be Dr. John Huber, a clinical forensic psychologist and chairman for Mainstream Mental Health. New study shows that millennials are not ready for, quote, the reality of life. We're going to find out why and what you can do about it, especially if you are the parent of a millennial. And at 8:05, it's Tim Graham, the director of media analysis at the Media Research Center. CNN threatened a Reddit user. Why is this happening? We're going to talk about that as well. And Mary Walter sitting here with Tom Fitton. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mary.
Joining us right now, Paul Chabot, the president and founder of Conservative Move. Paul, good morning. Welcome. Good morning, on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. A very interesting piece that we saw about you. You're a native Californian. You ran for Congress last year as a Republican in Los Angeles, and shocked somehow that you lost.
Who'd you run against?
It was a incumbent freshman, Pete Aguilar.
Okay.
And so I would have been shocked if a Republican had won anything in anywhere in California, and you lost. So what did you do in response to that loss?
Yeah, well, we had a going away party in January. A lot of friends and family came over, and almost to a friendship, many said, "Hey, we'd love to follow you to Texas," or jokingly say, "Hey, save room for us, we're coming." And when we moved here, we just realized that so many people had already left California for where we are in North Texas that we thought it'd be a great idea to create a little company called Conservative Move, helping Republican families leave liberal areas of the country and move here to North Texas, one of the most conservative regions in the country.
It's a very, I would assume, a very, very small market you've got there for customers. Is it only to Texas, or is it other states as well that people can move to using your company?
Yeah, so when we first started, the thought was just North Texas. But within the first week, we've only been around now about 3 weeks, we had over 1,000 families from 40 different states reach out to us. They're looking at not only North Texas, we're now going to be expanding into Arizona, North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Florida, Idaho, Utah, basically many, many red states. So there is definitely a dynamic shift of people wanting to leave. I'd say about 75% of those come from California, and definitely expanding.
Is it the politics per se, Paul, that causes these folks to move, or is it the consequences where you have
less job opportunities, higher taxes, some of the negatives that come with socialism?
Yeah, I would say both. So, for example, in California, I was born and raised. I've been in law enforcement 21 years, military 16. I lived in D.C., where you are, for 6 years, had a chance to explore a lot. Look, California used to be a very good Republican state. A generation ago, we had great schools, safe streets, good-paying jobs. It's done a 180, and the Democrats now have a supermajority in that state, whether they're raising the gas prices by 12 to 14 cents this coming October, November, to the loss of jobs, to various policies, sanctuary cities. It's upsetting the Republicans that have been there for a long time, and they simply say, this state no longer represents who I am, and they're looking for an out.
Now, Hillary Clinton, though, got more than 54% of the vote in Dallas, in Houston, in Austin, in San Antonio. So are you starting to see happen in Texas what has happened in a lot of other states, where the urban centers are very blue and then the suburban areas are red?
Yeah, definitely. And so our message to, Republicans, not only here in this area, is look, California is the canary in the coal mine. Our party, God bless them, but we were very complacent. We didn't really pay attention to the chinks in the armor that they should have. And out here in Texas, our message is, look, you're a great red state now, but be cautious. The Democrats are on the march.
Is what you're doing, though... Well, what you're helping to do, and I have to word this the right way, what you're doing by moving people out of certain states and specializing and moving them to more conservative states, does that just divide the country even more?
Some may see that, but our bottom line is we don't care what political party people are. We want people to ask themselves, what makes up a good community? Where should they be raised? And so we're looking at good-paying jobs, low crime, good-paying or great schools. For the most part, Democrat-led cities don't have that. And so, one, we definitely want to help families leave. But number two, we want to have a greater conversation about what makes up a good community. And we believe those core conservative values, when they're in place, they make up great cities, great communities. And so they really are family-oriented.
The wonderful thing about our federal system is that it's set up in a way that states can compete for residents,
right,
based on their policies and their standards of living and such. And, the interesting thing about Democrats is I saw a stat, I'm going on memory here, so everyone's double-check me, that one-third of the delegation in the House, the Democratic delegate, the caucus of the House, comes from three states, Massachusetts, New York, and California. And so if you're a Democrat, you should be asking yourselves, are we relegating ourselves to, basically the two coasts and leaving the rest of the country to the conservatives to run their policies as they see fit in the states across the nation?
Yeah, Tom, I think you're 100% right. I mean, it is a grand experiment. We see companies that have already been leaving the states, for example, in California, moving to Texas or other places. And what we're simply coming into is now helping the families. And it's been such an explosive business idea. We had no idea it would be as big as it is. And because of that, I think it really tells a greater story. That why is it that families are struggling? Not just Republican families. You look at L.A. and other cities where the poor are just denigrated to low-paying jobs and schools that are absolutely deplorable. And those are regions that are locked, step and barrel, controlled by Democrat politics.
Well, you see, in some states, I know Montana, and New Jersey, those are two states that I see it happening. And in Montana, you've got people from California trying to flee the system they've created. And they get to Montana because they love the schools, all the things that you talk about loving about Texas. And then they vote for Democrats who bring higher taxes and all the things that they just left. The same thing happens in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, where New Yorkers flee what they've created to go to New Jersey, to go to Pennsylvania for lower taxes, better school systems, a better quality of life, and then they vote Democrats in and vote for exactly what happened. So they change these red states, turn them purple, and then eventually blue.
And that gives the Republican Party an awesome opportunity from day one to start getting a little bit louder about what makes up a great community. Why is this place? Why are these red areas so family-oriented? We cannot sit on our hands and just assume because it's red now, it's going to be red tomorrow. We need to get into the families, talk about these issues, about what makes up great cities. And I think we can work on that. But you nailed it. It's absolutely happening. And, Texas, for example, great red state. But you're seeing many companies come here Plano, Texas, just attracted the North American headquarters for Toyota out of California. They're going to bring thousands of employees from California. A big chunk of those are probably going to vote Democrat, but we hope they look at Texas and say, look, it is a great state for these reasons. We're here. We want to contribute. And we don't want to turn the state purple or blue.
Well, thank you so much. Paul, how do people get in touch with you quickly if they say, hey, I want to move to a conservative state?
Absolutely. It's at conservativemove.com.
Very easy. Paul Chabot, thank you so much for joining us, and you have a fantastic week. What's left of it.
Thanks, Mary and Tom. You as well. Take care.
7:15, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, road spray, wet commute. So you do need to allow plenty of time. And in Stafford, crews are telling me they were dealing with some high standing water. This Route 1 trip is going to be very slow. So here's a couple options for you. Route 1, just jammed, trying to get past 610 Aquia. North of there on Route 1 near Telegraph Road had high standing water too. So that was definitely causing delays. If you stick with 95, that started off slow with the rain and drizzle. So both sides are going to be quite affected with this morning travel through Aquia. Beyond, let's go Dale City into Woodbridge, Newington, heavy volume. Southbound 95, a heads up with an unusual backup right as you cross the Occoquan. The incident involving the tractor trailer just after Dale Boulevard, still in the center of the road. All right, tree down. Rock Creek area closed as Beach Drive between Blagden Avenue and Park Road as they deal with this tree. And Maryland on 270 southbound. It's been about the volume. It's starting to link up through Urbana, Clarksburg, and into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Today, thunderstorms with a high of 81, chance of rain 100%. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, low of 73. The chance of rain tonight, 60%. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies early will become partly cloudy later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 88. Currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 717 on WMAL. And we want to know from you after listening to Paul, if you could pick up and move to a more conservative state, would you? And where would you go, and what's stopping you from doing it? 888-630-9625.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Baby, bye, bye, bye. 717 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter with Tom Fitt. And Tom, if you could pick up and move to a more conservative state, you live in this area, if you could pick up and move somewhere more conservative, would you?
Oh, this is where the work is.
But if so, you wouldn't do it because of work, right? That's why we don't move, because of work. We live in a very liberal state, very few gun law, very few gun rights, high taxes, policies that we think keep digging the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. And we would love to move. We want to go to Montana. I would love to go to Montana.
It's beautiful out there. The interesting thing about D.C. is you've got Maryland, you got Virginia, you also have West Virginia in the mix, and you know there are brave souls who commute from Pennsylvania as well. Right. So you've got all sorts of options politically and in terms of taxes and whether you like the politics or not. Would you want to move to Virginia if you're a conservative in Maryland? And, you know, there are lots of nice things about being in Maryland. And what about in Virginia? If you're a liberal, is it too liberal for you out in South Central Virginia or Western Virginia, and you want to move into Maryland? What's your view?
Well, Virginia is turning purple. Virginia is one of those states that is turning purple and getting more of a liberal bent to it. You see that happening more and more in Virginia, as it is happening in a lot of states that neighbor more liberal areas, and the states around it that are conservative slowly start to turn purple. As I was saying, that because people move out of those areas, I want more land, I want, you know, better schools, and they come to that state, Virginia. They go to Virginia, and then they vote for exactly what they just left in Maryland. They vote for exactly the same. It's terrible. All you people have guns. I can't believe it. This is terrible. We need more gun control. And so they vote for Terry McAuliffe.
Well, you know, as a district resident, you cross the river, you have a lot more freedom in Virginia, certainly on Second Amendment rights.
But they only want you to have the freedoms they want you to have.
Well, but the point being, it may be purple, but there's a big difference between purple and blue. And I don't mean in terms of the politics. Again, it's the policies that, in my view, cause people to move. If if your taxes are okay, you don't care who the governor is, if he's a Democrat or a Republican. In Maryland, you have a Republican governor. Has it resulted in less taxes? Probably not.
No.
And that's the key issue, whether you can afford to live in a place and the commute and things like that. And you know what's interesting is, I think Democrats and Republicans can agree what a good standard of living is in their state and their community. Is the commute okay? Is traffic too much? Are the schools good? And certain politicians have certain policies that get you one place versus another, and that's what people fight about as to whether they should be living there or not.
888-630-9625. Robert in Fredericksburg. Good morning, Robert. You get to kick it off. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So if you could pick up and move, would you? Would you want to?
Pick up and move. I'm happy where I am in Virginia, I'll tell you.
Okay.
You don't want to move to Montgomery County?
I'm in the southeast part of the state with the military in Norfolk, and I love it there.
Good for you. You wanted to talk about California?
What I was going to note is I've seen a couple of stories lately about the desire in the northern part of the state to split off California and to create something called, I think, the State of Jefferson or something like that. I was wondering if you guys have heard about that.
I have heard about that, but what's interesting to me is the northern part of California has Silicon Valley and San Francisco, so I'm not quite sure what they think they're going to create.
Well, I think that this is the area actually north of that.
Okay.
Up in the Shastas and that area.
Okay.
But at any rate, just another thought. I think losing a poor part of the population that can be persuaded or that can help persuade the rest of the population in California would be a sad loss. I mean, I don't think the Democrats will necessarily maintain control there forever if an alternative that's respectable and well-presented can be
Yeah. Interesting. Robert, thank you so much for joining us. A quick question. Are we self-dividing? Are we self-segregating? And is that a bad thing for the United States of America? 722 on WMAL.
Head to Cabela's Summer Clearance going on now. Protect your family on your next picnic in the backyard or day at the lake with 40% off all in-stock screen shelters and canopies. From clothing and footwear to fishing and shooting gear, there's savings for everybody at Cabela's Summer Clearance.
Mary Walter here. Hey, if you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, do yourself a favor and check out 50 Floor because they could not be more convenient. They will come to your home on your schedule, and they'll help you find the perfect flooring. They'll make recommendations to fit your lifestyle based on your needs and your budget. You can see how samples look in your lighting with your furniture, your kitchen cabinets, and the installation. They make it so easy. 50 Floor comes in and they move all your furniture out of the room for you. They do all the hard work. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, you're going to love 50 Floor. Now, during the month of July, you will get 60% off, 60. So schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. And if you use promo code WMAL, you will receive an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com for details and licensure information. That's 50floor.com.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation, or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
725 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, as though the rain and drizzle weren't enough to test our patience, we have problems with the signal lights. Fairfax police have been dealing with this on Route 7 at Barron Cameron. Also, River Road just inside the Beltway, that first set of lights. Apparently, that was dark as well, so everyone be cautious through there. On the 270 ride, Urbana-Hyattstown slow, and now really through Germantown, seeing very little break to get you onto the 270 spur. Currently, nothing reported along the way. Hope it stays that way. On the Beltway, as you head from College Park to Silver Spring, jam traffic to get past George Avenue. Looks like we have an incident reported just in that stretch. On the ride in through Riverdale, southbound BW Parkway, it's going to be slow. Heading off and on down toward Capitol Plaza, down towards 450. Had a little break, and then you'll hit it slow again onto DC 295. Freeway slows each direction. Route 4 coming inbound prior to the Beltway near Dower House Road. That's where crews have been dealing with the crash. Response was still on the way there, too. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plus, flood watch is in effect through this evening. Scattered showers and storms today, some with heavy rainfall. Highs near 80. More showers and storms tonight, 73. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 726 on WMAL. Want to know if you could pick up and move to a more conservative or a more liberal state? Would you, Joe, in Walkersville? Good morning, Joe. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Joe, would you move?
I won't move from where I am in Pennsylvania, but I work here in Walkersville, and that's because of, you know, the job that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, why do we have gated communities? Gated communities is the evidence that these people don't trust government to do it.
Well, I think we have gated communities. Some communities are gated because they don't want children living there. Those are age-segregated communities, which I'm shocked are illegal. But I think people have gated communities because they don't want people from outside coming in. They want their own private little enclave, and that's maybe because they don't trust government. But I do find you have more of them in liberal areas than conservative ones.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that even you have these divisions within the states. In Virginia, you know, you had people moving to Fairfax because Arlington was too liberal, and then they moved to Prince William because Fairfax is too liberal, and Loudoun because Fairfax was too liberal, and now there's concerns they're getting too liberal out there.
Yeah.
And the people are moving further and further away.
Yeah, absolutely. 728 on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Coming up on WMAL, Dr. John Huber. He is a clinical forensic psychologist and chairman for Mainstream Mental Health. New study came out and showed that millennials are not ready for the reality of life. They don't even know how to pay a bill. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. All eyes are on President Trump at this hour as he delivers a big speech in Poland.
We've come to your nation to deliver a very important message. America loves Poland. And America loves the Polish people. Thank you.
Now, how will President Trump respond to the North Korean missile launch this week? He was asked earlier during an appearance with the Polish president.
I don't like to talk about what I have planned, but I have some pretty severe things that we're thinking about. That doesn't mean we're going to do them. I don't draw red lines.
After his visit to Warsaw, Mr. Trump heads to the G20 meeting in Germany. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is back in the intensive care unit as doctors worry about infections. Scalise was one of five people wounded by gunfire last month at a Republican baseball practice in Alexandria. Another competency hearing is set for today for Catherine Hoggle, the woman whose two small children have been missing since 2014. Hoggle has been previously diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and has been held at the Clifton T. Perkins Hospital Center in Jessup. Virginia is set to carry out an execution tonight. 35-year-old William Morva will be put to death for the killings of a hospital security guard and a sheriff's deputy in 2006. But the daughter of that slain deputy is urging Governor Terry McAuliffe to stop the execution. Maryland's first medical marijuana dispensary will open today and see its first patients, even though no marijuana will actually be available for months. Maryland regulators approved the dispensary yesterday. The Wellness Institute of Maryland says it plans to start taking pre-orders for cannabis today. Checking your money, the Dow open today at 21,478, the NASDAQ at 61,51. Sports: Nationals, Mets rained out, the Orioles lose again in Milwaukee, WNBA, the Mystics lose, and at Wimbledon, men's top seed Andy Murray and number four Rafael Nadal advance. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
So, you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust. Look no further. That agent is Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Rob and Laurel desperately needed help selling their Bowie home. They called Frank Prindle, and in just 5 days, Frank brought in over 20 offers, and their home sold for 18% above list price. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia and Woodbridge, you need to stay with the Interstate 95. Route 1, not a good option there. Looks like they're closing down all the lanes of Route 1 because of this high standing water. So north on Route 1, just north of the Prince William Parkway, right at Mount Pleasant Drive, where they were assessing the water situation. They have stopped traffic now, so you'll be diverted off of Route 1. It looks like, well, you're in the back up even before you get to the Prince William Parkway, so bail out earlier. Southbound, same story as you come south of 123. So let's go on to the interstate now, where this is what you can expect. Through Aquia, it's been a slow go this morning. Stafford up to 610, even Route 1 over in that stretch, heavy. Each direction, Dale City and Woodbridge jammed. We had two accidents in the southbound direction. Looks like they're both on the shoulder now near Dale Boulevard. Inner loop of the Beltway, Springfield toward Annandale and Arlington Boulevard. Still had one last incident, was partially crowding that right lane, so that was a factor. Let's go to 70 south as you come south out of Clarksburg, off and on the brakes and down toward the lane divide. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue prior to the Beltway. They're trying to clear that crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flash flood watch in effect through this evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for us today, some with heavy downpours, high around 80. Chance for more showers and storms tonight, 73. Partly cloudy tomorrow, warmer with a stray shower storm possible, upper 80s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 72 in Leesburg, 71 in Olney, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Thursday morning, a very rainy Thursday morning, and we do have a flash flood watch, so please be careful. What do they always say? If you see the water, don't drive through it. Don't be that guy, okay? It's better to be late for work or take the long way around. Joining us at 8:05 is Tim Graham. He is the Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center, with some more information on CNN and that Reddit user and how this is just backfired spectacularly on CNN, and it's so much fun to watch. I'm Mary Walter, joined in studio this morning by Tom Fitton. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mary.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep.
Yes, the good old days where adult children could, you know, pay a bill, look forward to moving out of mom and dad's house. Well, all of that has apparently been flipped on its head. And joining us right now to discuss that is Dr. John Huber. He is a clinical forensic psychologist and chairman for Mainstream Mental Health. Dr. Huber, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mary and Tom. How are you guys?
Good morning.
We're doing just fine. I'm doing really well because I am not the owner of a millennial. And if I were the owner of a millennial, my millennial would not be like this.
I have a car that's a millennial.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, what has happened? Listen, and we have some millennials who work here. Who, you know, Victoria, I think she might be a little bit younger than millennial, though. I don't know if she qualifies, but she has a phenomenal work ethic. She pays, extras for herself. Her parents have raised her to be a functioning adult. But we're finding out now that there are millennials who can't handle the reality of life. And it's so much to the point where they're suffering from panic attack and anxiety problems just from the fear of adulting. What the heck is going on?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, I have some millennials working in my office that are just amazing young people and great employees, great workers. I don't think it's all of them. I think, unfortunately, though, it's a bigger portion of this generation that is exhibiting these dysfunctional behaviors. And I think it goes back to what you said, parenting. You know, we had so many parents who were trying to protect their kids and keep them from ever having to face adversity that they never were essentially a parent in that they didn't let their kids fail and then teach them to recover from that failure and how to cope.
Yeah, this anxiety, doctor, this discombobulation that too many young people have, what can you tie it to the internet age and the craziness of being online all the time?
Well, I think that is part of it. I mean, if you think about, you have poor parenting, you get parents who never face, you know, have their kids face reality essentially, and then these kids have a relationship with their cell phone instead of with their best friend, so to speak. And these relationships are addictive. We know that when people pay attention on Instagram and get likes, and when they get likes on Facebook, they're getting dopamine bumps. So neurologically, they're being reinforced to be there. But unfortunately, it's a lot like drinking a diet soda. It's saccharine sweet, but there's no nutritional value to it. So these relationships they think they have are empty, and empty calories. I mean, when they're sick, there's nobody there who's going to come help make chicken soup in the morning.
But why have parents, and maybe you can address this, parents maybe correcting this. My parents, when I was a child, had me open a bank account, and I got my allowance, and they taught me, I would go to the bank with my dad as a little kid on Saturdays, and I was so proud to put some money, give the bank teller a dollar to put into my passbook savings account from my allowance that I had earned, and then I got to see the money get more and more and more. Why has this generation of parents not done that?
Well, a lot of parents want their kids just to be happy, and they want to be their kids' friends instead of realizing that their kid's best friend needs to be from their same age peer group, and that parents need to be parents. And then maybe once they've moved out of the house, you can then try and be that best friend, which seems to work out for my generation, and it worked out for your generation. But this generation of parents wanted to be different, and they didn't want their kids to face stress of, for example, competitive sports. So everybody got a trophy, and again, nobody learned to cope with failure.
I remember my four-year-old asking me, why does everyone get a trophy even if you lose? And I didn't have a good answer.
Why didn't you take the trophy away from your four-year-old and go, you're right, this should be in the garbage. You didn't win. You need to earn it.
Well, we do know one thing that they learned from that, because kids are smart. So it doesn't matter if you're in kindergarten or fourth grade. You know, they know that one team won and another one lost. So the first thing they started doing is, hey, adults lie.
But what is this? It's like, you know, when I was a kid, you know, we walked uphill going to school and uphill coming home. How much of it is that where, you know, the current generation is always worse than the last generation, and you know, maybe they're just the same but just with a different named problem?
Well, I think there's some reality to that. I believe as a species, we're going to be fine. It's just we're having growing pains right now. I mean, we survived Elvis, we survived cable TV, we survived MTV. This is just another adjustment. The problem is it's very widespread, and we see it in everything we do because we're now tied to this thing called the internet and social media, and it's everywhere.
A quick question. We're running, since we don't have much time left here, what advice do you offer to millennials and to their parents? I think for parents, the ship has sailed. They're already young adults now. What advice do you offer to these millennials?
Well, I offer to the millennials to don't be afraid of adversity. You have a problem, you step up and listen to people who have been there before. And, you know, it's hard to listen to our parents sometimes. So you may need to go and pay attention to your employers now. And hopefully, unfortunately, I don't think even the college environment's not prepared to train this. It's falling on our businesses and our small business owners to have to basically train our millennials to deal with this.
It's ridiculous. Thank you so much. I appreciate you addressing this and just the insanity of it all. This is Dr. John Huber, for Chairman for Mainstream Mental Health. Thank you so much.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you very much.
It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Greenbelt. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Prince William Police and crews have been busy. We had the heavy rain come down early this morning, and we have a couple problems on Route 1 with the flooding. So first start north on Route 1 as you come up to 610 Aquia, still a portion of that roadway blocked. And then beyond into Woodbridge, everyone had been turned around on Route 1 north of the Prince William Parkway at Mount Pleasant Drive. It looks like northbound, you're still closed. Southbound, they might be releasing a lane, but I would avoid altogether, even though the interstate's slow. Dale City into Woodbridge, southbound 95, two incidents near Dell Boulevard, confined now to the shoulder. So, like I said, busy morning there. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, trying to get up toward to the Beltway and passing Dower House Road, the scene of the crash. Stop and go just after Showplace Arena, so plan for that timing there. On the top side, jam, College Park to Silver Spring, Wilson Bridge backups near, I was going to say Route 5, but it looks like now it's just before St. Barnabas Road. On the southeast-southwest freeway, volume only, each direction reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flash flood watch is in effect through this evening. Scattered showers and storms today, some with heavy rain near 80. More showers and storms tonight, 73. Partly cloudy, warmer Friday, still a chance for a stray shower or storm, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. That sound is the audio from a video that's making the rounds of a paintball fight in Washington, D.C. near Benning Terrace. It's amazing. You see older guys shooting from the roofs of a housing complex. And if you look closely, they're even shooting from the sunroof of their cars. I can see the video at Fox 5. Some neighbors that were spoken to there at Fox 5 said that's not a problem for them. They say they're a big family-friendly community. Everybody knows everybody. They're just out there having fun. One resident said, it's just a fun thing to do, and guess what? This is our family. All of this right here, public housing, this is family, so we're all together. So whoever gave that call, I don't know why, but this is what we do. This is a family thing. Well, it may be a family thing, but carrying an air rifle, a blowgun, or any similar type of gun outside in public in D.C. is against the law. You know what struck me about this, Tom? First of all, I have to tell you, it does look like fun. It looks like a fun thing to do. My sure. first thought, being a homeowner, was, well, who cleans it up? Who cleans up the paint? When the paint gets on the car, the side of the buildings, who cleans it up? Well, it's taxpayers. Public housing, so no one
taxpayers.
Cleans it up.
Yeah, well, taxpayers.
Taxpayers.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. Paintball is expensive, and this is in public housing. Where did they get the money for this?
You know, and it's also potentially dangerous. They're using
guns.
Paintball guns. They don't necessarily aren't real guns, but they are close enough. And Lord help us if the police were called and someone's walking around with this gun.
Looks like
and something
gun.
Tragic happens as a result of the police mistaking the gun for something dangerous. And, and they can be dangerous if used improperly as well. I don't, I'm sure they're having fun and you hate the rain on their parade, but my gosh, there's a reason you go to specific places to do this type of activity because you don't want people to think you're running around with guns.
I have to cut out extras in my life in order to make ends meet. I certainly don't have the time to go out and purchase paintball equipment to run around the neighborhood on a work day, having a paintball fight. That's the part that really irked me about this. Besides who's going to clean it up, that was the first question. The second question is, wait a minute, public housing, where did they get the money from? And you're right, it hurts. You ever get hit with one of these things? It can bruise you. It can definitely hurt somebody. It is 7:50 on WMAL.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RIC, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Morgan Brennan at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning. Well, stock futures are lower. That's ahead of employment reports coming today and tomorrow. And President Trump's announcement that a, quote, very severe response is being considered for North Korea after its ballistic missile test. More borrowers applied for home loans last week. Applications rose by 1.5%, but volume is 26% lower than the same week a year ago. The average interest rate on a 30-year loan hit its highest in 2 months, 4.2%. Stock to watch today, Tesla, as a new crash test rating for the Model S questions the claim that it's the safest car in history. The Model S comes out tomorrow. The Insurance Institute gave higher safety ratings to the Lincoln Continental, the Mercedes E-Class, and the Toyota Avalon. Also watch Costco. Costco, the warehouse retailer, posted a better-than-expected 6% rise in same-store sales for June. 21st Century Fox is entertaining offers of, quote, eight figures by social media companies for the rights to stream highlights from the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Bloomberg says Facebook, Twitter, and Snap all want that soccer audience. Morgan Brennan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's the first call I make every morning, dialing the first phone number I ever learned. And Dad always answers, always on the first ring. When he got sick, we promised to help him stay in his home, the house he built with Mom before I was born. It hasn't been easy, but we make it work. But now, this new healthcare bill in Congress could make it impossible. His doctors say the cuts mean Dad may not be able to get the care he needs to stay at home. It's bad enough that this healthcare bill will raise my costs, but it could cost my dad everything.
Right now, Congress is meeting behind closed doors in a last-ditch effort to pass this bad healthcare bill. But no matter what deals they cut, this bill will raise premiums and take coverage away from millions of Americans. You can help stop it. Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the healthcare bill. Tell her West Virginia is counting on her. Paid for by AARP.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway leaving Springfield to Annandale, stop and go, but the incident's out of the way now as you come past Gallows Road in 236. I hope it stays that way. For 66, we are bunched up in towards Centerville, Fair Oaks, and the earlier crash near 50. That's been completely cleared now. We had some signal issues on Route 7 at Barron Cameron. Fairfax police were trying to direct through there, so be cautious if they haven't quite resolved the issues with the signal lights. Top side of the Beltway from 95 and around to George Avenue were bunched up. And again, a reminder, we're having problems in Prince William County with the flooding and high standing water. Route 1 north of the Prince William Parkway and also on Route 1 as you have come up towards 610 Aquia. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plus, flood watch is in effect through this evening. Scattered showers and storms today, some with heavy rainfall. Highs near 80. More showers and storms tonight, 73. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top-performing homebuyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Julio Teheran.
Another strikeout for Teheran.
So much for catching a break. Before the break, Ryan Zimmerman.
And here's another long ball.
Can the Nats close out the half with a bang? The roadie versus the homer. Connect. Nationals Braves. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
The so-called experts will tell you to get out of the market 1 minute and then get back in the next. That's not financial advice. That's the hokey pokey. How about a more thoughtful strategy with a long-term approach? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. We sit on your side of the table while helping you map out your financial future. For financial advice that's focused on you, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better-informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Head to Cabela's Summer Clearance going on now. Protect your family on your next picnic in the backyard or day at the lake with 40% off all in-stock screen shelters and canopies. From clothing and footwear to fishing and shooting gear, there's savings for everybody at Cabela's Summer Clearance.
Coming up on WMAL.
Did CNN blackmail the maker of the Trump Wessler treat? We'll be talking with Tim Graham of Media Research Center next hour.
Yes, and also Obama.